213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct ce soir, Mr. Kyle Thomas of Exorder. Hi Kyle, nice to meet you.
Hello, how's it going?
Yes, I'm doing great, and you Kyle?
I'm well, thank you.
Ok, sounds good, en direct ce soir, donc Kyle Thomas, effectivement du groupe Exorder qui vient présenter le nouvel album Defectum Omnium qui sortira le 8 mars prochain via le label Nuclear Blast. So Kyle, my name is Herreg Melodica and the name of the Rebrock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. The show is 213 Rock and Kyle, thank you very much for accepting my live invitation.
Yes, thank you, and 213 Rock.
Yes, hell yeah. Sounds good. So, Kyle, I want to start our live interview with the artwork of the new album, because the artwork is very gloomy. There is a demonic possession, I guess.
Actually, it's more of death coming to, I guess, a young child, a young boy, who's looks like he's kind of had enough. And it's actually inspired by a statue in Barcelona, called The Kiss of Death.
Alors, effectivement que l'artwork est vraiment très étrange. Hein. Il y a un côté démonique, effectivement. Il y a un petit côté possession aussi. Alors, il dit que effectivement, c'est peut-être la mort qui vient vers un jeune, un enfant peut-être. Et puis, c'est influencé par une statue qui est basée à Barcelone, donc en Espagne, hein, côté de la région de la Catalogne. And I think this is a Lucifer, the fallen angel with a boy, because it's very black.
I guess that's a subject to interpretation, perhaps.
Okay.
Maybe the angel of death. More than anything, it's representative of the boy represents mankind, and the angel represents death, the earth coming to rid itself of the biggest problem it has, which is humanity.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, effectivement, la statue, enfin la pochette, c'est selon votre interprétation. Vous avez un côté le jeune qui représente l'humanité et le côté l'ange déchu qui représente un peu la mort. Donc effectivement, c'est selon votre interprétation. Because it has always existed in religion. Hein. The demon can seize a body and the artwork is very scary for all believers, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what we... Then I guess it was a success. We wanted to make people uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because the situation and subject matter is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, que le sujet est toujours inconfortable. Effectivement, ça donne toujours des interprétations. Et croyez-moi, l'artwork, lorsque vous la regarderez, elle fait un peu flipper quand même. Hein. Surtout ceux qui sont vraiment croyants en religion, ça pose des questions. Et comme il le dit, hein, bah, c'est aussi, c'est fait pour parler en tout cas. Et c'est selon votre interprétation. And it's always the struggle between God and demons. Hein. It's a very heavy metal subject too.
Yeah, I mean, good versus evil, it's classic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the title of the album transfers from Latin into English as Failure of All.
Yeah.
So it's for me, the condition that the world is in right now is terrible, and it's everyone's fault. It is all of our faults.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what that sums up into.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, effectivement, il a même enchaîné sur ma question suivante. Le nouvel album, c'est Defectum Omnium. Hein, alors, en anglais, c'est Failure at All. En français, c'est un échec pour tous, en fait. Donc, il dit que les conditions de vie à l'heure actuelle sont terribles dans le monde. On y voit avec toutes ces guerres, tous les problèmes qu'ils y sont en ce moment. Donc, c'est un peu le résumé du titre, hein, Defectum Omnium. And Kyle, the media talk about your new album as crushing musically. Do you agree?
That was the goal, and that's what we intended to do. So I'm grateful because we have gotten a lot of positive feedback on this album. We worked very hard on this album, so I'm grateful that is the opinion that most people seem to have, yes.
Effectivement que ils reçoivent effectivement oui des critiques positives hein, sur cet album. En tout cas, ils ont d'excellents messages. Ils ont travaillé très dur pour arriver à cette formidable production. Et puis en même temps, la prod elle est écrasante. Hein. C'est un peu comme ça que présente la presse. Because the last very heavy music last year I listened was Candlemas, the last album, Sweet Evil Son. Absolutely fantastic. It's a camp vibe, you know, very really heavy, very strange atmosphere. But heavy, or heaviness.
Yeah, you know, one thing we felt was very important when we made this album was we felt like maybe the previous album, More in the Southern Skies,
yeah,
didn't have enough of the thrash, the okay. punk, the anger, and the world that we lived in the last 4 years definitely evoked a lot of anger and frustration. So we felt like it was important to put a lot of that back in, kind of going back to our roots.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, qui voulait vraiment revenir un petit peu côté roots, hein, leur côté punk, hardcore, metal, vraiment dans les racines d'Exorder. Le précédent n'allait pas aussi loin qu'il l'aurait souhaité, effectivement, en termes de racines. Mais là, ils l'ont vraiment fait. And Pat O'Brien, ex-Cannibal Corpse, join you on your lineup. Hein. It's very well known. He's a fantastic guitar player.
Yes, Pat is an even better person than he is a guitar player, and he's a great guitar player. We get along very well with Pat, and it's very peaceful environment with having him in the lineup, and the four of us just get along really well, so we're lucky to have him, and he's grateful that we gave him an opportunity to play again.
Effectivement, totalement, totally agree, totalement d'accord avec lui. Pat O'Brien, l'ex-guitariste de Cannibal Corpse, a rejoint le line-up. Hein. Alors, il est très connu, évidemment, c'est un super guitariste. Il y a des rythmiques de malade à l'intérieur, c'est énorme. Et puis, il est très, très heureux, en tout cas, de l'avoir dans le line-up. C'est un mec fantastique et super sympa, en tout cas. And I know it was not really easy for Pat, but to get back on stage after his story. But he's a fantastic guitar player, like I said, and now it was now or never to get back on stage for him.
Yeah, I don't think he was very confident at the time. Mm-hmm. And when Jason asked him about playing with us, he actually asked Jason why would we even want to bother with him? But Jason assured him that people want to see him play, and we just want to jam with our friend. So. Okay. That's how that went.
Effectivement, que Pat est donc arrivé. Il a demandé à Jason concernant Pat. Pat est arrivé. C'est comme un ami qui est rentré dans un groupe. Ils ont joué. Est-ce que ça a collé parfaitement, quoi? Effectivement, Pat O'Brien, c'est un excellent guitariste. Ça, c'est clair. And Year of the Goat was your first single available on YouTube. Huh? The music video was filmed through the show because your fans went totally crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's that was definitely the goal of that video, was to try and bring into video form the craziness that happens at our concerts, and the audience definitely did their job.
Ok, effectivement que les fans ils ont fait le job, hein. En tout cas c'était totalement fou, totalement dingue, et ils ont bien filmé, c'était vraiment cool, quoi. And one of your fans called your track Year of the Groove. I think he's right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's part of the Exhorter style, is the groove, you know.
Right.
So it's not just about thrash, it's not just about punk. We're from New Orleans, and there's a lot of groove music here that isn't even heavy metal or punk, just traditional New Orleans music, and that has always had a strong influence on this band.
Effectivement que le groove, c'est une grosse partie de l'influence du groupe, hein, alors que leur côté heavy, effectivement, ils ont un côté trash, et un de leurs fans a appelé le titre Year of the Goat comme Year of the Groove, hein, donc en fait, il a bien raison. Like a new track, hein, on the new album Under the Gaslight, it's very groovy with the best sound.
I'm glad it came across that way. That's our evil plot is coming to fruition.
Ok, effectivement, car un titre, hein, sur le nouvel album qui s'intitule Under the Gaslight, qui est très très groovy aussi, avec une belle basse. And your second music video is Forever and Beyond Despair. Hey, are you the one giving the bad news?
Yeah, yes, that's me in the glasses, and that's Sasha, our drummer, as the weatherman.
Mm-hmm. Ah ok, effectivement que la musique, le clip vidéo de Forever and Beyond Despair et se moque un petit peu des présentateurs TV aux États-Unis et aussi de la météo, hein, toujours avec des mauvaises nouvelles. Because personally, I don't have TV at home. Hein. I can't watch through the presenter anymore. I hate them. I don't. I hate the Newsweek. I hate everything on TV. I don't have any TV on my home. Just my phone and my computer. Yeah. It's enough.
I don't watch a lot of it either because the news is always bad. So mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to just watch bad news all day long. I can't do it.
Yeah, effectivement, lui aussi, personnellement, il déteste les présentateurs TV, tout comme moi, et il aime pas du tout les news, etc., la météo, tout ça, c'est vraiment pour se faire casser la tête, quoi. En tout cas, il a bien raison. So, inviting Rick Wartell and Bruce Franklin from Trouble on your new album, it was a great idea. Wow, because these guys are the doom metal legend, but you sung in the band yourself too.
Yes, and it actually wasn't my idea. It was actually Jason's idea.
Okay.
And he said, do you think Rick and Bruce would play on this song? And I said, let me ask them. And they said, yes. And Jason said, I'm glad because Jason's a Trouble fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, he felt like it was going to bring the Trouble family and the Exhorter family closer together.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, effectivement, que l'idée vient de Jason. Je pensais que ça venait de Kyle, mais en fait, parce que Kyle a déjà joué effectivement avec eux, il a chanté avec Trouble entre 98 et 2000. Et donc Rick Wartell et Bruce Franklin, effectivement, donc sont sur le titre et jouent avec eux sur le Forever Beyond and Beyond Despair. Et ils sont là. Et c'est quand même deux grosses légendes du heavy metal américain. Trouble, hein, Very Doom en tout cas, vraiment bon. And there is another track, Very Doomy, The Tale of Unsound Minds, pretty good track, very heavy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that one was very inspired by the pandemic and lockdown. It's basically from the point of view of someone who's being isolated to the point of madness, but as much as they crave to be around other people, being around other people makes them uncomfortable and want to be alone.
Mm-hmm, effectivement, la chanson The Tale of Unsound Minds, qui est vraiment très très bien, c'est du pur heavy metal, elle est très lourde, il y a des grosses guitares à l'intérieur et puis ça joue vraiment bien. Et puis c'est aussi donc un titre concernant la pandémie et le confinement, hein, donc ça et la folie qui s'en est sortie en tout cas, et psychologie qui s'en est sortie après tout ce que nous avons vécu pendant ces 2 années, quoi. And do you have any ideas about your next music video?
Yes, actually, we are going to have another single come out the day that the album is released.
Ah, okay.
And so I can't reveal what song it's going to be yet, but it's going to be a banger.
Okay, because I got on my mind to call a Blabbermouth tomorrow morning. Hey, I've got the new single of Exhorter. You want it?
March 8th.
Ok, alors effectivement, j'essaie de lui tirer un petit peu les verres du nez avec concernant le prochain titre. Pour l'instant, non, il ne veut pas le révéler. Ça sortira quasiment à la sortie de l'album. Il y aura un troisième single, un troisième clip vidéo en tout cas. Et vraiment, vraiment bien, quoi. Vraiment super cool l'album. So, Kyle, when you will be touring in Europe, I hope to see you in Paris, maybe?
We don't have anything booked in Paris at the moment. We are coming to Europe in May. I think the closest to Paris we will be might be
next year.
We're doing two festivals in Belgium, Huggins Awakening Festival.
Okay.
And Derbury Rock. But we're hoping to get back to Europe perhaps later in the year. So maybe the second half of the year we might come back. Okay. I'm not sure yet, but we're still working on the second half of 2024.
Ok, alors pour l'instant ils sont en train de travailler sur la seconde partie donc 2024. Alors ils ont déjà deux festivals effectivement en Europe, hein, le Derbury et un autre du côté de la Belgique. Et donc ils sont en train de travailler dessus effectivement. Ils espèrent effectivement d'être en France pour la fin de l'année pour effectivement supporter cet album. Donc je rappelle le nouvel album des Exhorter, Defectum Omnium. Donc en traduction en anglais, Failure of All. En français c'est Échec à tous. Sera disponible le 8 mars prochain. Voici le track listing, l'album des démarra avec Wars of Prophecies, en 2 Under the Gaslight, en 3 Forever and Beyond Despair, en 4 The Tale of Unsound Minds, en 5 Divide and Conquer, en 6 Year of Goat, en 7 Taken by Flames, en 8 Defectum Omnium Stolen Hope, en 9 Three Stages of Truth Lasting the Well, en 10 Sedition, en 11 Descent Cited, ok, et en 12 Tracks Your 6 213 Rock. Kyle, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
We're just grateful that we've gotten so much support over the years from everyone. We miss our fans in France, and we hope to see everybody very soon.
Ok, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, Mr. Kyle Thomas était en direct ce soir, donc pour le nouvel album des Exhorters. Voici tout de suite Forever and Beyond Despair en 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio.